This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. New research has found that drinking several cups of caffeinated coffee or tea a day may protect against type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease, and stroke. The findings, published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, add to existing research that daily coffee drinkers have better heart health than non-drinkers, provided that they don't drink too much caffeine. Chow-Fu Ki, the study's co-lead author with a group of researchers in China and Sweden, analyzed the coffee and tea drinking habits of 188,000 people over 12 years in the United Kingdom. None of the test subjects had a history of cardiometabolic disease. That's a diagnosis of at least two of the three conditions of type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease, or stroke. The researchers found that drinking 2 to 3 cups of coffee or up to 3 cups of tea a day was the ideal amount. People who consumed that amount of caffeine daily had a lower risk of cardiometabolic disease. Coffee drinkers in particular had the lowest risk, a nearly 50% reduction in cardiometabolic disease, while people who drank caffeinated tea or a mix of tea and coffee were 40% less likely to develop cardiometabolic disease. Moderate caffeine intake was also associated with certain metabolites, compounds produced when the body digests foods and drinks that are linked to better heart health. Doctors do say that some types of heart disease can make caffeine intake more dangerous. Too many cups of coffee can raise blood pressure in someone who already has hypertension, and studies have shown a link between high caffeine intake and a greater risk of dementia and stroke. Researchers said that consuming caffeine in energy drinks, which often have added sugar, artificial sweeteners, and other additives, or drinking caffeine shots are definitely something to avoid. The Sibanye-Stillwater Mining Company will lay off around 700 employees in Montana because of a drop in palladium prices and the company's loss of more than $350 million in the last 2 years. The layoff announcement comes less than a year after the company laid off more than 100 mining employees in Montana. The company owns the Stillwater Mine and East Boulder Mining Operations southwest of Columbus, as well as the Columbus Metallurgical Complex, which processes and recycles metals. The Sibanye-Stillwater Mining Company is the largest employer in Stillwater County and employs people from across south central and southeastern Montana. The company says the import of Russian palladium is cheaper than Sibanye-Stillwater can produce. The layoffs will start November 12th. The Montana Department of Labor and Industry said 700 jobs would account for about 13% of all payroll jobs in Stillwater and Sweetgrass counties, about 20% of those counties' total wages, and about 16% of all statewide mining jobs. The mining company employee average annual salary was around $110,000 with a significant benefits package. Some of the laid-off employees could find similar underground mining work in states like Nevada, New Mexico, and Arizona. Even with the layoffs, the company still will employ 1,000 people in Montana. The Montana mining operations produce about 78% palladium and 22% platinum. Palladium prices have fallen from $2,300 an ounce 2 years ago to $1,200 an ounce last summer, and now to below $1,000 per ounce. Russia has a large share of the palladium market, and prices for imported palladium in the U.S. have dropped by almost 40% this year. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.